do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. But isn't that time, perhaps, you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24-7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Is that a sheep or is that a goat?
It says sheep.
Oh, okay.
But I don't speak either.
Oh, really?
So I can't. I can't tell without video.
Bestiality.
Thanks for joining us on this lovely Thursday. Actually, it's a little rainy and spitty here in no flow. But
that's
I
right.
I was thinking a couple minutes ago. I mean, we're already mid February here.
Right.
When things start warming up anyway. It's been a real kind winter to us here.
What does that mean? You think we're
thanks
gonna get,
global warming?
Are we going to get fucked with hurricanes this season? Is this a
well,
season?
Well, we didn't last
we
year.
We get fucked. I know.
We were quite fine last year.
Doesn't that make you nervous?
No.
Okay.
I got other shit to worry about.
Right.
Been
getting sucked out into the ocean.
Well, we know it's coming.
The Gulf.
They're not spontaneous.
Right.
Like an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. You can't do shit.
Right.
You're fucked.
Like thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, on the Twitter machine, on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And thanks, as always, for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Abbasso Chiriante.
Why?
Chateau
four times at the end.
Can't help you.
Well,
I don't know
okay.
what the Holy Spirit was trying to. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was trying to emphasize something.
I wonder if. Do they say
maybe
they.
Maybe it means leave me alone.
Oh, okay. So if you sat down, right, if you sat down with one of these lunatics and played it back, I could say, what were you saying at that point? Or what was God actually saying there in English? Can you tell me?
Don't some of them interpret their own
do
tongues?
They really?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think the Lord's made them bi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They not only speak in the tongues, but they can interpret themselves.
Damn!
It's like a guy that can do yoga.
Right. God, the Catholic Church must be against this then, right? Because why can't this...
Oh, well, yeah.
Of course. Because then the cardinals and the pope, they would all be speaking in tongues, right?
Right. Their tongues are busy.
Yes.
thanks for joining us. As I said, my name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm sorry I have a cold today. My throat
great.
Hurts. What?
Why aren't you wearing a mask?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think I have...
Now you're going to infect me and the intern.
You think I have corona?
Well, no, you have something.
Yeah.
That's now flying around in an enclosed studio.
Right.
Great.
Sorry about that.
You
want me to sit outside?
That's it. Like
I could.
Like that guy that played bass in your brother's band.
Oh, yeah. Because he stabbed somebody.
Well, he couldn't. He got 86 from the bar. Right?
Not allowed to go back.
Because he got
to
a little stabby.
Yes. Or fighty or something.
And ended up taking a gig where he played. He just dragged his guitar cord outside and stood outside and played through the window.
if you're a guy, it is. But if you're a guy that tends to stab people, for, you know, now and again, that you're going to have to do shit like that your whole life.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Because, if you're out,
yeah, that's true.
If you're out and about,
oh yes.
I'm feeling a little sneeze coming on.
Oh God,
it is that time of year.
God bless you. God bless. God bless Jeebus.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
Let me get some Zyrtec and the shit I spray up my nose.
Okay.
Legal shit that I spray up my nose. Right. Flonase. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Do we ever have to pray for Jeebus?
What do you mean?
Do we ever have to pray that God answers your prayers correctly? You have to pray to give God strength.
You have to double pray?
I don't know. It just occurred to me.
You have to, like, Lord, it's an addendum to my last prayer. I'm
Dear Lord, I'm offering a prayer to you because I know you're busy and I don't want you to get stressed out at work.
I think God does Google Translate, probably.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably fire that shit up.
Did you give that?
You know, Jesus has a great tripped out gaming computer.
Oh yes, absolutely, Pat. He didn't need a computer, right? Did you already give her toy?
It's done. Shut the fuck up, dog. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
Yes,
y'all. Yeah, fuck the drop. Over at the commie pinko liberal
Effete.
HuffPo.
Oui, oui. Zut alors.
I saw this. Now they're going after Bloomberg over at the HuffPo.
Yes. Why? Why don't they? Because of all the weird racist stuff he said and the.
Well, this time
the stop and frisk.
Bloomberg's boys clubs.
Yes.
Ultra exclusive and Lily White.
Oh shit. Oh okay.
When Michael Bloomberg was on the verge of running for mayor of New York City in 2001.
Right. You know, the danger with a Mike Bloomberg is you could just say, hey, he's just like Trump. It's just like the Mar-a-Lago guys.
When he ran back in New York City in 2001, he quietly resigned from several elite social clubs that primarily or exclusively counted white people, often only men's, as their members. Well, that's, I mean, the old New York Rich Boys Club, are we any of us shocked or surprised?
No. Not really, no. Who wants to hang out with just a bunch of dudes? With just a bunch of white dudes in a nice club?
Well, yeah.
I mean, who cares? Who gives a fuck?
Snap towels in the shower?
Meet me in the sauna. We'll talk business.
Once the spotlight of the public office was off, he began to rejoin some of those clubs.
Oh, so he knew it wasn't a good look, right?
Page Six from the New York Post noted that in 2014,
yes,
Bloomberg had rejoined the Century Club, a predominantly white club in Purchase, New York.
That's the name of a
Commedia
town?
dell'arte, isn't it?
Yes.
He also put his children up for membership, the Post reported at the time.
Right. Well,
now the HuffPo has learned that Bloomberg has also rejoined the Brook Club. Hello, everyone. The Brook Club.
This sounds like the dudes from Trading Places, guys.
An elite, secretive social club.
Oh, God.
In Midtown Manhattan. It's difficult to even come by a picture of the inside of the club.
Wow.
And often the only way to discern members is when they list it in their obituary. It has been widely reported to be a men's only club.
Yes.
Including when Bloomberg resigned in 2001.
Right. So it's a bunch of rich white guys. They all get together in some bizarre little club
in
downtown New York. Wednesday night is human centipede evening, and they all hang out. They probably fuck each other, have some cheese.
A campaign spokesman for Bloomberg said, my understanding is that the Brook Club has female members and people of color as members today.
Oh, really? Okay.
But at some point in the past, they were male only. He admits.
Well,
I mean, there was a lot.
The past.
Everything was.
The past, like 2 months ago?
Bloomberg's memberships to social clubs like the Brook is reflective of the elite world that he has inhabited for most of his life.
Right. And so don't you think the danger is some third party candidate will come along and say, listen, why would you vote for this guy if you're a progressive? You know,
the businessman whose estimated net worth, this dog is biting me, is around $53
billion. Damn. Oh, shit.
He's doing okay. He's refused any campaign contributions, spending over $300 million of his own money on the campaign.
Holy fuck. So.
So far.
Right.
That's just so far.
How much has Elizabeth Warren spent? I mean, if you compare.
God, who knows? But she's also raised tens and tens of millions. $300
million.
Of his own cash.
I don't get people like this. Why doesn't he just write a check, donate it to a campaign, and go hang out in the Bahamas somewhere? That's what I would do. I'm not doing this. Run for president? Fuck you.
Critics and fellow candidates alike are questioning if the billionaire media mogul will be able to assemble a broad, diverse coalition of voters to deliver him the nomination. Well, I'm seeing in all places, and even last night, I forget who it was that was talking about the black vote, and that the black people are like, okay, you know, we like Bernie.
Yeah.
Kind of like Biden.
Right.
But if Bloomberg looks like he's going to run away with it, we'll vote Bloomberg. The stop and frisk.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Because Trump is that bad.
Right, right. I wish I could remember the name of this.
I wish everybody was as pragmatic.
Yeah.
As the black folk.
Well, the Bernie bros are not.
Well, there you go.
They are not. They fucking hate Michael Bloomberg, dude. They hate the fuck out of this guy. I mean,
and that's what
him.
Trump tweeted. Trump tweeted something like, if Bloomberg gets the nomination, the Bernie people are going to be mad.
I would see the Bernie people voting third party. That's what
or
would
Trump.
Worry me.
Some
yeah.
of those assholes are going to turn and vote Trump with the fuck you vote. I didn't get my way, so I'm going to burn you, everybody down.
It's 2016 all over again.
Right.
Except Bloomberg is Hillary.
I was looking at his tweets.
Yes.
He's terrified of Mike Bloomberg. I mean,
damn.
you notice he never tweets about Tom Steyer.
Right.
He never tweets about Amy Klobuchar.
Yes.
Even. He might now.
I wonder if he's terrified of Bloomberg because of his money.
Yeah, and he's been intimidated by him his whole career.
Oh, okay.
Mike Bloomberg is everything he wants.
Right.
He's not getting into the Brook Club.
Oh, fuck no.
They don't fucking want his kind there. And in fact, we're going to read some tweets that are fucking spectacular. that where Bloomberg's making me like him even more.
So what
I don't.
Is...
I mean, I don't like him that much.
Yeah.
I like a lot of his policies. There's a lot of shit he's got to answer for. but again, if he gets the nomination, I'm...
Of course.
Bloomberg 2020.
Wait. So, but he's old money like Trump is old money, though, right?
I don't know if he inherited his start.
Because I just see all those Mar-a-Lago guys in Bloomberg. They're just all the same people, right? Is Mar-a-Lago different than New York people? Are they the same?
I think it's kind of... I think it's a little trashier.
Oh, really? Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
How dare you say that about our great leader's golf resort? You talking about the bed bugs?
That's Doral.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So Trump is tweeting about, and I tweeted something earlier about, well, if Biden really starts fading, and it looks like Bloomberg is surging, suddenly these Republicans aren't going to be squealing and screaming about all the, don't you care about all the corruption in Ukraine?
No, you know what they're going to tweet about? They're going to dig up some fucked up scandal about how one time Bloomberg was at some weird rich socialite club and they were sacrificing a goat in the basement and everybody fucked a virgin.
So that's why I tweeted. Suddenly they're going to say, Oh, but there's now we're finding reports of corruption coming from New York from like 2002 and 2008. And
man, I mean,
you guys are such scumbags, so transparent whores.
And also,
Republicans.
If you're talking about manipulating the Bernie bros, this is the perfect time to have Mike Bloomberg surge because the Bernie bros feel like they're winning.
Well, they are.
And now you're going to have Mike Bloomberg is going to take it away from them. That's going to piss him the fuck off, dude.
Well, and especially when the Russian bots start pushing, oh, look, the DNC is cheating in favor of Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Trump this morning, God, he spelled Devin wrong.
Yes.
Devin Nunes predicts more examples of the Mueller team misconduct will be revealed in coming weeks.
Oh, shit.
Quotes. He's quoting Sean Hannity and he spelled it wrong.
Oh, my God.
D-E-V-E-N.
Jesus Christ.
Mini Mike Bloomberg 9 hours ago. Mini Mike Bloomberg is a loser who has money but can't debate.
Oh.
And has zero presence. You will see. Well, we will see because he's in the next debate. They changed the rules.
And I don't think that's the case, Donald. I don't think Mike Bloomberg is going to have zero presence.
He reminds me of a tiny version of Jeb low energy Bush. A tiny version of Jeb low energy Bush.
Please clap.
Yes. Oh God.
Who lost my place? Oh, but Jeb has more political skill and has treated the black community much better than Minnie.
So the guy's just named Minnie now.
Yeah, and it's only because he's 5'4".
Oh, my God.
Which Trump reminds us in the next tweet. Minnie Mike is a 5'4" mass of dead energy. Who does not want to be on the debate stage with these professional politicians. Who would? Who wants to go through these debates?
Yes.
But he will be.
And wasn't
he's
he
going
a mayor?
To be, right.
He was the mayor of New York.
Yeah, a few times.
Wouldn't that make you a professional politician?
Yeah, and I think he debated.
Oh, did he?
And I think he ran two or three, four right. campaigns.
Right.
Dummies.
You know, Pelosi came out and said having Bloomberg in the race is a positive.
Oh, it's driving Trump batshit. Yeah. He's terrified. Yeah. He only tweets about the people that are a threat.
Right.
And obviously, Bloomberg has a 5'4" space in his tiny little head.
I mean, I didn't know Bloomberg was 5'4", though. My God, I'm taller than Mike Bloomberg. Jesus.
No boxes, please.
Oh. See,
Trump says that. So, Trump's not going to debate. We've said that for months right. and months and months and months. On the outside chance that he did, he would threaten to walk out if they gave Mike Bloomberg a box.
This is like in Florida when they were going to have a debate and one of the debatees had a fan. Who had the fan?
Crist.
Right.
Apparently his balls are sweaty. He had a right. fan like between his legs blowing up.
And Rick Scott. That
and Rick Scott
him.
Refused to come out.
Because of the fan.
Right. And
because
they said,
you can't
well,
have any electronic devices.
They said,
devices.
We'll give you one too. And he's like, no, I want his balls to be sweaty. I want him to be uncomfortable because I'm a Republican
you
and I have to cheat
asshole.
To win.
You know, in Florida is a weird state because, not to change the subject, but who's the worst? In Florida.
What are we talking about? As far as
politicians.
Oh shit. I mean, I can't speculate because there's so many local
well, before,
assholes. That
before Matt
cartoonish.
Gaetz got on my radar, I'd be like Rick Scott all day.
Well, Pam Bondi? I mean,
oh my God, that's a good pick.
The
racist.
No boxes, please. He hates crazy Bernie and will, with enough money, possibly stop him. Bernie's people will go nuts! Exclamation point.
He's not wrong about that. The Bernie people do not like this Bloomberg.
Correct. But I think the Bernie people, the fervent lunatics, are going to go nuts No matter who gets the nomination.
Yeah. If it's not Bernie.
Even if there's no evidence of any other any shenaniganry or bias, they're going to squeal. It's a fix because Bernie didn't win. Because a lot of them are Trumpists that are Democratic Socialists.
You know, Bernie bros, I'm going to say this.
They're in a cult.
I appreciate who you are and how crazy you can get. That's why I really want Bernie to get the nomination. Because I'm terrified of what you'll do to the country if it doesn't happen.
Well, they'll vote Trump.
Yeah, so please, let's just have Bernie be the fucking nominee. Fucking God.
Infantile assholes.
Babies.
Me, me, me.
Fuck you.
My candidate didn't win, so I'm going to burn down the whole place.
God.
Say that to the kids in the cages and the gay people and all that. Right. If you have the balls to.
Yes.
Say that to anyone's face. That's the headline,
right?
Over at the HuffPo is this boom. Well, let me finish this this Twitter feud that's going on between the two gents,
right?
Mike Bloomberg responded,
okay,
to Trump's little love notes,
right?
Let me see if I can get Bloomberg's exact quote.
Man, this dog is crazy today. What's going on, Shelby? Jesus, didn't you get your Kong toy?
She did. She got her walk and everything. Right.
Usually it's inappropriate for the intern to lick one of the broadcaster's fingers.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what goes on over at Limbaugh?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find his exact responses. Sorry, give me a moment,
yes,
ladies and germs.
Right.
Mike Bloomberg, he's been tweeting a lot of shit. Here we go. In response to... this, I love this tweet because Trump raged when when he read this tweet. There's no doubt. To the mini Mike is a 5'4" massive dead energy tweet. Right.
Yes.
Mini Mike responded, Donald Trump, we know many of the same people in New York. Behind your back, they laugh at you.
Oh,
and
damn.
Call you a carnival barking clown, which is trending.
Oh, shit.
They know you inherited a fortune and squandered it with stupid deals and incompetence. I have the record and the resources to defeat you, and I will.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Damn. But his policies will differ from Bernie and Warren, right?
And today he's speaking, well, probably no Medicare for all. He'll probably want to shore up Obamacare, which...
yeah.
Fine with, and he may even want a public option in there. We have to see. I don't know a lot of Mike Bloomberg's policies, to be honest with you.
I wonder if he wants to get rid of ICE.
Fervently anti-gun and hates ICE.
I want to abolish ICE. Fuck that.
But you'll like his gun. He wants guns gone.
Oh, good. Well, I do too. I don't like them. Not one bit.
And that's one of his excuses when he says he was, you know, he was wrong with stop and frisk, but he was just trying to get guns off the street.
See, that's why I like Beto. Beto said, no, I don't want these fucking guns. We're coming for your fucking guns, motherfucker.
Unless you were a campaign advisor for Beto in Texas.
He lives in fucking Texas.
He shot his own dick off in Texas.
God,
yeah.
I love that guy. Even though he did that thing where he walked on the table, which was so fucking gross, dude.
And then Bloomberg, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but he was speaking somewhere earlier and mentioned it also.
Yes.
And he said something to the effect of, the short jokes. Where I come from, we measured height from the neck up. So...
meaning what's in your head.
Yeah, how smart you are.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, Trump is very smart. He did great in college, right? According to his professors.
Stable genius.
Oh. He's barely stable.
Can you... well, I'm not going to say it. I am. Imagine if Obama had said to us, I'm a very stable genius.
Get the fuck out of here. He would have Obama didn't need to say anything like that, though.
Well, because he's not an insecure, tiny little man.
Obama never had a crazy tweet tirade where he sort of has to explain that he's not nuts.
Right, right, right.
I'm trying to think of the craziest shit Obama ever said. Like,
I mean, what crazy shit?
I don't know.
I mean, he misspoke a couple times, but, you know, if every syllable is going to be scrutinized for 8 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the definition
you're
of is?
Flub. Right. Well, that's a little different. That one's a little different.
Listen, guys, nobody, I don't care. If you're the president, you can't have an intern blow you.
I mean,
it's just not cool.
Imagine if you were the working in the administration at that time, and all of a sudden you look on the TV and there's Bill Clinton saying, "Well, depends on what the definition of is."
Right?
And you'd be like, "Oh my fucking
God!
Turn it off! Turn it off!"
Are people blowing you in the hallway? That's what I would ask.
But guess what? Bill Clinton had people around him that could look at him and say, "That was really dumb. That's not a good idea."
Right.
And you can't do that again.
Well, Trump has that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
John Kelly, brave, suddenly finding an eighth of a testicle now that he's now that he's long gone.
An eighth?
You
say an eighth of a testicle?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how to subdivide a testicle into eight equal parts.
I'm just trying to think of a...
Oh, it's funny.
Small percentage.
I'm just wondering how the animation department is going to handle it. That's all. You guys, you might want to take some extra time on that. I don't know how to subdivide a ball, but I believe in you.
Over the Drudge Report.
Yay! Fuck you, motherfucker!
It's a little hot for this dog in the lap thing, I guess.
Right.
TBH.
That's a big dog. I mean, the dog is kind of spilling out of your lap. Is she getting bigger?
No, I think, I hope she's done.
Yeah.
This is brand new.
Oh, shit.
It's all in red.
Yes.
Barr blasts Trump.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Stop tweeting.
Barr blasts Trump, Bill Barr.
He told ABC News it's impossible for him to do his job.
I don't understand. I thought Bill Barr worked for Trump.
In an exclusive interview, Attorney General Bill Barr, I know it's hard to try to imagine, but let's open ourselves up to the possibility that Barr is lying his big droopy face off.
Or there could be the possibility, too, that maybe Barr would double-cross Trump and all these guys would fuck each other, you know?
Hopefully. Ew.
Slowly.
My eyes. I was blinded by an orgy of old white men.
An orgy of white men.
He said on ABC News that, quote, "The president has never asked me to do anything in a criminal case, but that he should stop tweeting about the Justice Department because his tweets, quote, make it impossible for me to do my job."
Damn. Shit. This must be theater.
I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases, he said.
Okay.
I think this is smoke and mirrors. I think
is this three-dimensional chess?
I think it's bullshit. When asked if he was prepared for the consequences of criticizing the president, his boss, Barr said, "Of course, because his job is to run the Justice Department and make decisions on what I think is the right thing to do."
Right.
This is a false flag. Barr said Barr said as Trump's little mushroom popped out of his mouth,
absolutely.
Barr looked up with those droopy eyes over those weird horn-rimmed 1980s glasses and said, Mr. President, I've got an idea. I'm going to go on ABC and I'm going to say you shouldn't tweet. What do you think? And they're going to believe, they're going to think that I'm independent. And Trump goes,
I agree with you. This is dumb as fuck. Of course this is theater.
I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody, he said. Whether it's Congress, a newspaper, editorial board, or the president. I think we may have the mellifluous tones here.
Ooh, of Billy Barr? Jeez.
Why is it? Oh, it's on mute. Why the fuck is that on mute?
I don't know. Shelby?
What I have the whole site on mute. I'll bet they have autoplay videos on.
Oh, okay.
Have public statements and tweets made about the department, about our people in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job and to assure the courts and the prosecutors in the department that we're doing our work with integrity.
The president does not like to be told what to do. He may not like what you're saying. Are you prepared for those ramifications?
Of course. As I said during my confirmation, I came in to serve as attorney general. I am responsible for everything that happens in the department, but the thing I have most responsibility for are the issues that are brought to me for decision. And I will make those decisions based on what I think is the right thing to do. I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. And I said at the time, whether it's Congress, newspaper, editorial boards, or the president, I'm going to do what I think is right.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Oh my fucking god.
It's a reminder that Attorney General William Barr belongs to a secret society.
Oh, Opus Dei.
Within the secretive Catholic Church. Just putting it out there.
And you know what? I don't even know why. What do you get out of that? I mean, what do they do?
I don't know. Maybe they have bake sales and stuff.
What's their function? To raise fuck tons of money?
To subjugate the people and take over the United States of America and institute a Catholic Christian theocracy.
Come on. That's just like a fringe part of our society. It's not like they're in our government.
Right.
Oh. God,
fortunately, Trump's a big liar in that respect.
Yes.
Because if there was a microsecond where he thought he could get more out of dumping the evangelicals, we would be looking at Trump-Haley 2020.
Nikki Haley.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you think that's formidable?
No, Haley Baldwin.
I know, I just couldn't. I mean, that might get some votes.
Maybe Justin Bieber will give her up right. For a little while.
Oh, yes. God, could you imagine? If Donald Trump started dating Haley Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's
isn't she
daughter,
like 23 or something, she's getting a little old for him.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yes.
So there you go. This is Bill Barr.
Yay.
I think it's all bullshit.
Theater.
I don't trust this fuck for a nanosecond. That
Theater.
This is. Yeah.
Acting.
Oh, I'm not afraid of Trump. I'll stand up to him.
Thank you.
I'll stand up to him and pull my butt cheeks apart and let him enter me from behind.
I give you the brown eye. Do you remember that John Lovett sketch? Theater. Acting.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the best.
Yeah. Lovett's is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wasn't
John Lovett's involved in some lawsuit? The Dodgers were suing him because they owed he owed money on his season tickets it wouldn't pay.
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's hilarious to me. I don't know why I find
it funny. Comedy's up and down. Sometimes
yeah.
you can't.
God, pay for your tickets, fuckhead.
May not be able to afford.
Jesus.
Was that who I saw one night at the Comedy Store? And
acting. Thank you.
And he got up for like 2 minutes and he was like, he said something and nobody laughed. And he was like, yeah. You know, I gotta be honest. I just am not into this tonight.
Oh,
it's just
yes.
not, it's not good for you guys. I'm in a bad place. I'm in
you
a bad
told me
mood.
That.
Yeah.
I remember.
I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And he was really sincere about it. Like he wasn't angry. He was like, this is not fair to you guys. I'm going to go.
That's awesome. That's like, fucking awesome.
Okay.
Shit, man.
He was headlining though.
Right.
I didn't pay to see him, but yeah.
But that's crazy.
Wait.
So he already got paid?
Well, I don't know. He was like...
oh, my God.
Special guest John Lovitz or something. I'm sure Paulie didn't let him get... Paulie Shore didn't let him get away with that.
I tell you what, if somebody did that to me at a show, I would be like, get back up there, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was. On one hand, I was horrified. On the other hand, I was like, I kind of respected the guy for being like, I'm just not feeling it.
Right. But Jesus Christ, not feeling. Could you imagine? I'm not feeling it.
I think he was like a bonus. You know what I mean?
Really?
I think there was somewhere earlier, there was somebody more fancy or something.
No.
I don't remember. I don't even remember why the fuck I was there.
John Lovitz, Morgan Fairchild.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report, which is kind of interesting. Like Drudge is trying to drive a little stick a little pin into Don.
Oh yes,
because now Don will be looking over at Bill Barr and being like, I mean, I really don't think it was intentional. I'm joking when I said that. I'm not joking about the blowjob part, but I'm joking about the Bill Barr colluding with Trump.
Right.
On this one. But I think in Barr's head, that's what's going on.
I think
Trump doesn't know what the fuck.
I think what happened is the DOJ got involved with Roger Stone and everybody got weirded out.
Yeah.
And Trump or Bill Barr thinks this will help.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm going to go out and express my independence.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. While his moves are cemented together with Trump cum.
Because, geez, do you have evidence of that? Or
he looked like he had a lift the last time I saw him, like he had a move
See,
lift.
I think Roger Stone, I don't give a fuck how much we feel like he loves him some Donald Trump. He is not spending the rest of his life in fucking jail. I figure Roger Stone...
He's not worried. He's not going to spend a moment in jail.
I think Roger
Even
Stone...
Even if he's sentenced to jail, then Trump will pardon him. But which Trump could have done. We said this yesterday. Trump could have done that easily and taken the hit for that and said, fuck you, I don't care.
Right.
Like he did for the murderous war criminal Navy SEAL.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Joe Arpaio.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. God. He pardoned Joe fucking Arpaio.
He pardoned Joe Arpaio.
Papers, please.
Yeah.
The fucking racist.
For defying a court order.
And that's really
what he thinks of the courts.
See, I think about this shit like, okay, so when someone's pardoned, how do they actually get out of jail? A paper is carried somewhere or somebody hands a warden a piece of paper?
What do you mean?
Well, when somebody gets pardoned.
Right.
How does a person physically get out of jail? Like, who tells the jail to let the guy out?
I'm assuming someone picks up a phone these days. I don't know if they commission a carriage. And
I'm just saying, like, the idea that there's a the only way for Trump to get somebody out of jail is to pardon them is sort of like, well, or he could just say, hey, you know, I'm going to get you out of jail. And that's just the way it is.
Well, we're not. Nowhere near that point. I mean, he doesn't have that authority.
Trump,
he could do a pardon, but he can't call up the jail and say, let him go. He doesn't have that.
Roger Stone might have some nasty shit on Donald Trump.
Again, he's going to get off. He's going to get pardoned.
Right.
But the only reason that they're going through this DOJ shit is so Trump can swing his little mushroom around and say, look at. I've got Bill Barr. He's tapping Bill Barr on the head with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, look, this is mine. Tap, tap, tap.
He might be able to
sleeping?
Tap somebody.
Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping?
is that how you make sure the Pope's not dead?
Yes, my silver dick. I'm tapping it on his forehead.
Trump teabags the Padre? I don't think he could swing his dick, though.
Who, Trump?
No.
Well, I mean,
ask Storm.
Take a bean sprout and swing it around.
Right. Ask Ivanka.
The let's see, what else do we have going on? Those are your headlines. I'm just skimming the other bullshit.
What are the chances?
The Drudge Report.
1 in 10 that Trump has had a physical relationship with Ivanka.
Oh, I think low. I think he would.
Yeah.
But Ivana would probably cut his dick off and stuff it down his throat.
That's true. He might not choke on it, though. I mean, it might not be enough dick to choke.
Is it a bean spread?
Your dick.
we've got, I've got I'm just checking, skimming these because I have a million stories and a bunch we didn't get to yesterday that I want to get to really quickly, especially this one.
Yes.
That I feel remiss that we didn't get to yesterday.
Fuck.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Right.
Great name for a newspaper.
Oh, shit. Out of Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ooh, wee wee.
I was going to say the sovereign wonderful state, but they're not real wonderful for this.
Oh.
For the representative they sent, Jim Jordan.
Oh, God.
Who's
the guy from Ohio that runs for president sometimes? Trump offered him vice president.
Kasich?
Yeah, yeah. He told Kasich he could be in charge of foreign and domestic policy.
Everything. Yeah, what? I mean, why is that out more?
I don't know.
Don Jr. delivered him that message.
Not even Donald.
How would you like to be vice president? You'll be in charge of foreign and domestic policy. And then the quote was,
yes.
What is the president going to do? And Don Jr. said, he's going to make America great.
Oh, damn.
God.
Boy.
And they still voted for him.
Right. Oh, yes.
Columbus, Ohio, U.S. Representative Jim Jordan's name came up.
Uh-oh.
On Tuesday during a state house hearing on a bill.
Right.
That would pave the way for victims of former Ohio State University Dr. Diddler, Dr. Richard Strauss.
Right.
To sue the university for damage.
Damn.
Damages. So there's a bill. I'm sure it's Democrats are trying to pass that these victims can ignore the statute of limitations and go back and try to sue the university for negligence in allowing this to happen.
Wait. This doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't that be bipartisan? I mean, you're the government. Don't you want to look out for victims? It shouldn't matter what party.
Yeah, but these sexual assault things, the Republicans aren't real great about going back in time and allowing people to be.
But they aren't.
Unless it's Harvey Weinstein.
But they're not like, oh, yes. But they're not like pro-rape, are they?
Define pro?
They don't care.
Adam DeSabato, a former captain of the OSU wrestling team during the late 80s, early 90s, told members of the House Civil Justice Committee in Ohio.
Yes.
That Jordan and other team officials knew about open shower team facilities facilitated sexual harassment and abuse of team wrestlers.
When they say open shower,
it's those trees where you stand around in circles or whatever.
God, can we progress to a society that has shower stalls with curtains on front of the stalls?
Well,
that would be nice.
Yeah. Schools, I never got that. It's very dehumanizing.
Yeah, of course. It's creepy.
Especially for kids. Kids don't want to be naked around each other.
Right. And especially in this situation.
Yeah, especially through high school when things are changing and some kids aren't changing. And yeah.
The team doctor's jacking off in the corner.
It's college. Everybody had hair everywhere. But this witness also said, get this, that Jordan,
yes,
called him repeatedly in July of 2018. That ain't that long ago, kids.
Well, he was still in office.
A year and a half ago.
Right? Okay.
Because media outlets were quoting Mr. DeSabato. This is Adam DeSabato.
Yes.
But the media outlets were quoting his brother, Michael DeSabato.
Yes.
Who was saying that Strauss's abuse was common knowledge to those surrounding the wrestling program, including Jordan. So he's the guy that came out. Couple years ago, he was on the team also, and he said, well, it was common knowledge.
Right. And by common knowledge, you mean everybody associated with the team knew that the doctor was diddling people, right?
Several teams, yes.
Okay. Well,
he was equal opportunity. He touched girls and guys.
So why didn't anybody fire him?
Quote, Jim Jordan called me. This is the brother.
Okay.
Jim Jordan called me crying, groveling, begging me to go against my brother.
Oh, my God.
That's the kind of cover-up that's going on here, told the legislature.
Jim Jordan called someone sobbing, asking them to refute a statement made by the guy's own brother.
Yes. That everybody knew that Dr. Diddler was fingering people.
Will you please? Will you please say your brother was lying?
This guy.
What the fuck?
This guy Michael said. This guy told the legislature. So, are you guys going to do what you're voted to do? That's the only reason I'm here.
Yeah. God.
Jordan, assistant coach for the wrestling team at OSU from 87 to 95, has denied knowledge of lewd behavior at university facilities. Adam DeSabato is among the former OSU wrestlers who have filed lawsuits against the school,
right,
alleging that it ignored Strauss's abuse.
I would ask this. Hey, Jim, do you remember in 2018 when you called one of your former wrestlers crying?
Listen, man, you guys are killing me. I have a very important step to do. I have to protect the president. I have to act like a
god.
Like what?
I mean, this is unreal. This story
I'm acting
is
like Trump's protective cup right now, guys. God. You don't understand. The president needs me. You can't. I can't have you doing this to me.
God, you know, Jim Jordan. Fuck you, dude. Just think about this motherfucker, the way he behaved at these trials, at the impeachment, the way he talked to people.
Oh, he's an asshole.
Oh, Ian, God.
Ian, and he was the one that the reports were specifically that even the craziest, scummiest Republicans in the Senate were like, oh, you can't let him in here. No. We don't want that one in here.
My question would be about all of this.
He's
going to
shit on the rug or something.
Yeah. Jim, why not turn this guy in? Or why not fire him? You could fire the guy.
It's that the old boys network that we see in so many cases.
But at some point, there's a guy in the corner yanking it while the referee's in the shower, right? I mean, I remember that.
Who then walks out and says, you know, I had an odd experience in the shower.
Yes. Oh, an odd one?
And they said, and they were like, oh, that's him. Oh, that's Doc. Yeah, he snaps one off in the shower sometimes.
You know, even if you're friends with the guy, you could say, hey, Doc, sit down for a second. We all know you're diddling these kids and shit like this. Why don't you do something else? Why don't you get another job? Just resign. Because we don't need somebody jacking off in the corner of the shower.
You know, I'm surprised he didn't say something to the guy at the time. I mean,
yeah,
because that guy wasn't.
Quit jacking off, dude.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hey.
Now, the kids are, you know, are going to feel like the doctor's in some position of authority or something, so they may not.
Yeah. Still.
But they may be afraid. Well, especially, seriously, if you feel that the atmosphere is that Jim Pa Jordan and the other coaches are covering up that shit, are you going to want to make a complaint?
No. Fuck no, dude.
Would you feel safe going to your assistant coach with something?
No.
God, I don't understand. I had a little bit of a sore throat, and the doc said he needed to check my prostate.
Yeah, and also, that's the thing, though. Like they might say something. Well, just be careful when you go in the shower. But if you're in the wrestling
so you
team,
don't get hit with cum?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, well, what's the plan then? You're not going to get rid of the guy that likes to hang out in the shower and jack
off,
right?
That's the problem.
Right? So what's the plan? And the other part of the problem is, I imagine these wrestling kids to go visit the doctor.
Well, yeah, and you know, the kids said that to each other.
What?
Like, don't go.
Yeah, don't go in there. He's going to put his finger
you got to be hemorrhaging because he's going to put his finger somewhere unrelated.
At some point, no one does a cost-benefit analysis. They're like, you know what? Is it worth being this guy's friend?
Maybe he had something on somebody or I don't know what the story is. Why this doctor got away with it for so long.
I mean, maybe they just didn't give a shit. They didn't give a shit. Listen.
And the old white boys club.
Oh, yeah.
Circle the wagons and Just ignore it. Pretend nothing's happening.
Yeah. And do you think,
go after the victims.
Right. And do you think the PE coaches I had in Georgia in high school or in junior high gave a shit that you go in that locker room and all those big idiots, idiot kids that have failed eighth grade numerous times or failed PE numerous times or just torturing other kids in there? They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They think it's funny. But jacking off in the shower is kind of like another level, right? I mean, it's the team doctor. It's the team doctor. God.
It is the team doctor.
I don't even know. If you know the guy, how do you get past it?
Well, right. So that story I had yesterday, I wanted to make sure we talked about that one, though, because...
Yeah.
Jim Pa Jordan is particularly odious and deserves all of the shaming and mockery we can muster.
Yes.
Because he's a scumbag.
Right. What a weirdo.
Also, I have...
It's a shame that that guy wasn't able to record the call of Jim crying.
Well, who thinks
that would
record your phone calls?
That would be amazing. He was crying.
Can you hold on and call me back in a minute?
So I wonder how the phone call went, though, really. Did he call the gates? Hi.
I'm sure it was like I was doing earlier. Like it was, you know, I just need you to be there for me and, dispute with your brother said, because you know it's not true, man. You know it's not true.
He's probably like, hi, this is Jim Jordan. I'm a representative in the United States Congress. You know who I am. Oh, yeah, I remember you. You were my coach. You didn't care about the guy jacking off. Yeah. Right. When does Jim start crying is my question.
So let's see, we've got
Denny Hastert was a wrestling coach too, right?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I mean, if you're into boys, what sport are you going to get into than watching them in singlets rubbing each other and roll around on a mat?
Longest serving speaker, right? For the GOP.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
You told me that.
Dennis Hastert?
You told me that. I
don't remember. It could be. I don't remember.
Let me look.
I've got another story.
No, not even close.
This is another odd one.
Sam Rayburn served for 17 fucking years.
Wow.
From 1940 to whatever 17 would be. Wow.
57.
And then Tip O'Neill. So you didn't know what you were talking about when you said that.
I don't
that.
Remember saying that. That's
you
why
said it.
Hence,
I swear.
Really?
Well, maybe it was the longest serving GOP. I don't know.
There's a story out now, part of one of these new books that's coming out.
Yes.
This is the Sinking in the Swamp, How Trump's Minions and Misfits Poisoned Washington. unshockingly, not pro-Trump.
Oh, okay.
That's the book by these Daily Beast reporters, Lachlan Marquet and Aswin Subsang.
Yes. You can try to shape that dog all you want as a lap dog, but it's just not happening. I saw that.
I'm just trying to keep her from...
Falling off.
Yeah, she rolls around at some point.
Fucking dog.
Aswin tweeted, I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
There's part of the book by Lachlan and me that probs won't get excerpted anywhere, but I have a soft spot for it. Well, he's wrong because once he put it out here now, everybody, it's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
As former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus, remember him?
Nine! Oh, yes.
Attempted, he's the one who got fired, like, on Air Force One.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when he landed, they're like, see you. No transportation, nothing. See you later, you're fired.
God, that sucks.
As former White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus attempted to brief President Trump
yes.
about the most high-stakes foreign and domestic policy maelstroms of the day,
right.
Trump often would instead derail the conversation to bring up something else that was pressing on his mind.
Okay.
Badgers.
Right. Badgers.
Badgers. Not the Wisconsin Badgers, not my almost alma mater's
the animal?
Team.
The animal.
Yes. It does have to do with Wisconsin, I guess.
Why? I mean, I guess Trump
wanted to know about their disposition.
Well, they're mean, right?
He kept asking Priebus, because Priebus is from Wisconsin.
Okay.
So apparently, everybody, I mean, I lived in Wisconsin for quite a while. I don't have a working knowledge of badgers.
They're mean as fuck.
I never saw one. Yes, the teams are named after them in Madison, but they're not running the streets of Milwaukee.
Did he talk to Stormy about
leaping out of trees
at all?
And attacking people? What?
Did he talk to Stormy or Karen McDougal about badgers?
Trump wanted to know: are they mean to people, or are they friendly creatures? And specifically,
are
he
they
was
friendly?
Interested in how they work?
How they work?
I don't know what that means.
They don't work. They're an animal. I mean, they don't have a
he
job.
He also asked Priebus if he had any photos of badgers he could show him. Does
what?
He think Wisconsin people go around with photos of badgers in their pockets?
Trump, you can just look up some pictures of badgers. I just did it. I just typed the word badgers because I was curious. And by the way, it's all Donald Trump.
Trump was interested in whether badgers have personalities or if they're low energy and boring.
What the fuck? Like, I don't know. What's the difference between a badger and a wolverine? Are they the same thing?
No.
Okay.
When Priebus was forced out and replaced by John Kelly, he did not mention the badger chats, but serving in the administration, he said, was one of the greatest honors of my life.
Tell me more about
he lied.
These badgers.
And now we found out that he and Spicy have both been kind of rehired by the White House. They're going to be on this council, the President's Commission on White House Fellowships.
Oh, shit.
I guess all I wonder if this is a paid position, because if it is, this is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get paid to, like, audition people for the White House Fellowships.
That's insane.
To present names and vet people.
Right.
Spicy and Priebus.
Okay.
But Spicy must need the money.
Right.
Because there was a story a couple days ago, we didn't get to this one either.
Oh, yeah.
About Spicy.
Well, wasn't there a thing with Spicy that he wanted to be the spokesman for the National Hockey League and he didn't get the job?
Nobody wants to hire him.
Am I transposing a Veep storyline?
Yeah, you may. I don't know.
I think I am. I think somebody on Veep was supposed to work for the National Hockey League, and I'm thinking it was Sean Spicy.
I don't remember. This is... Do I have the audio? I do. This is on Instagram.
Yes.
And I wanted to get this out quickly because we still have only... Because now, at this point, it's about 5 p.m. here live.
Okay.
On Thursday, on the 13th.
Damn!
Which means you have about 7 hours left until... that ridiculous capitalist Valentine's Day holiday.
By the way, if you're in Pensacola or the Northern Florida corridor, please come to my show on Valentine's Day in Pensacola. You can find information on my Instagram at Rated R Comedy.
All love and romance.
Oh, yes.
Spicy, this is unreal.
Oh, okay.
This is Sean Spicer. On his Instagram.
Right.
Making a little extra money.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. It's Sean Spicer with an amazing deal. This month, for the entire month of February, my videos that normally cost $400, over 50% off, $199 is going to give you the best Valentine's Day gift ever. What way to say I love you, I'm thinking of you, this Valentine's Day, than a video from me? But... the best part about this is all of the proceeds go to the Independence Fund this month, which provide track wheelchairs to our injured.
So, yeah, okay, he's given
that's
it's
nice.
For charity, which is nice. But nonetheless.
But wait, I get a personal greeting from Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
Can I make him say whatever the fuck I want?
No, it's for Valentine's Day. It's a personalized, I'm sure he's got a text and he just changes the name.
Yeah.
Hi, Janet. Right, it's Sean Spicer. Blah, 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 blah.
Damn.
Your boyfriend spent $200 to send this.
I can't have him say something like that. Hi, this is a fascist Valentine's Day greeting from someone that helped bring down America. Fuck Trump. Happy Valentine's Day. Can I get him to say that?
Probably not.
That sucks.
So, you know, this is for a good cause.
Yes. Does it go to protect the Badgers?
But it's on Cameo, which has become a popular platform for former Trump administration officials to rake in some cash.
Oh, my God.
Former White House communications director, the Mooch.
Is on Cameo?
Anthony Scaramucci is selling videos for $100.
Oh, my God.
And you can get one from Omarosa for $49.
Oh, that's not bad. Wow, that's a great deal. What about Stephen Miller?
Videos from both former officials cost significantly less than a video from iconic male porn star Ron Jeremy, who's selling clips for $300.
That's a lot of money.
But he's making three times as much as the Mooch. Six times as much as Omarosa.
God.
Oh, Corey Lewandowski's a...
Is he on there too?
$55. Tommy Lauren. Fox News host Tommy Lauren sells videos for $80.
Oh, my God. Is Laura Ingraham on there?
I wonder if hers go to...
It's Cameo? Is Jim Baker on there?
Here's one of her latest.
Okay.
Elizabeth, it's Tommy Lauren, and I want to congratulate you on the wedding. Listen, if I was coming, I would surely be dressed in red and black, kind of like I am today, actually, enjoying the Haunted Mansion theme party. Sounds like a lot of fun, but I hope you and Ryan and the kids have an amazing life together. I know you're coming.
Oh, God. How much is that?
Sad. $80.
Fuck you. Fuck this.
What's up, Chris? It's Tommy Lauren, and I want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day. I know you love freedom. I know you love the United States of America. Oh, I know you love Donald Trump, and I want to thank you for being a fan of mine as well. Hey, listen, everyone around you wants you to know that they're very proud of your hard work, your dedication, your passion for your family, and your job day in and day out.
My God.
Fucking
A. $80, huh?
$80.
What about the crabs?
Typically responds in one day.
Wow, that means not a lot of people are ordering these, I would think. I mean, what are the orders like? Every day? Is this like an 8-hour-a-day job?
And it's shot vertically on her phone.
Oh, my God.
So she's holding it up like a selfie going, hey, everyone.
Hi, I'm Tommy Lauren.
Hi, it's Tommy Lauren.
How much does the crabs charge for that? Like, you know, what are we? $75? Put a filter on that shit.
I don't know.
You want me to put a filter on it, motherfuckers?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this message for Kevin Irwin. Kevin, it's Corey Lewandowski.
Oh, my.
You know me as President Trump's campaign manager from 2016 and his current 2020 senior advisor. Look, your friend Sean reached out to me, and he wanted me to leave you a very special message. He said he wanted me to tell you, Kevin, I'll continue to do my job getting Trump elected as long as you keep running your bingo hall.
That's
God 70, damn.
$55.
Jesus
Lewandowski
Christ.
Will do this.
What? You know, okay, you get the video message and you're like, wow, that's Corey Lewandowski. Gave me a personal message about my bingo hall. Oh, that's cool. Now, what are you doing?
Hey, Claire, it's Corey Lewandowski. You know me as President Trump's 2016 campaign manager and his current 2020 senior advisor. Look, your conservative friends at work reached out to me and told me that you are a huge Trump supporter and that you bravely wear Trump swag there in the deep blue Seattle. So, number one.
Oh, my God. You're a real asshole. We love you.
And then here's one from Rex, the husband for Lucy.
Okay.
The husband sends this to his wife.
Oh, my God.
From Corey Lewandowski.
Via Corey Lewandowski.
Hey, this message is for Lucy. Lucy, it's Corey Lewandowski. You know me as President Trump's 2016 campaign manager and his current 20...
Manager.
Yeah, yeah.
Manager. He says manger every single time.
He sucks. He's not
20 senior advisor. Your husband, Rex, reached out to me told me that you're in Omaha as a radio and TV personality on a conservative talk show and you're a huge Trump fan. And Rex, I'm so proud of you serving our country, both as a veteran, as a retired law enforcement officer, and I want to thank you for all you do to continue to keep America great. Look, you guys saw me in front of those clowns in Congress.
Oh, God. Anyway, there
those
you go.
Clowns in Congress, you saw me.
Cameo.
Your husband. Your husband. Stupid.
Video shout outs from your favorite people.
Oh, shout outs. I hate that too.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson?
$150.
But she's not conservative. She's
no, no,
not.
No, this is not just for conservatives.
Oh, okay.
Cameos for everybody. Wow. This is just there's some conservative assholes on
right.
There.
I, you know, just looking through a bunch of pictures of badgers. Oh. Donald, I don't think these are very friendly animals. I really don't. Badgers.
Hi, Matt. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is coming from Shirley. Well, Shirley says it's your 18-year anniversary.
Oh, Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert.
How much?
150.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's, You know, that's not bad. Jeez. You know, Gilbert
comedian,
was...
actor, and voice actor. Disney's Parrot, Iago in Aladdin, Digit in PBS Cyber Chase, The Aristocrats, voice of Aflac Duck. Former.
Right.
He didn't say that. Podcast host, documentary Gilbert.
You know, Gilbert Gottfried was recently in Pensacola and...
879 reviews, 5 stars.
Oh, wow. 5 stars?
All 5-star average, so...
Jeez. Well... Well, I'll
he'll
tell you,
say anything.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck. Oh, gosh, I want to do that now. I have some messages to send out. You know, Gilbert performed in Pensacola at a venue here tonight, and I think he sold out about 1/16th of it or 1/8th of it.
Well, I mean,
he sold out an
maybe you
of
don't
the
book
seats.
An 1800 seat or 1200 seat theater or whatever.
1600 seat theater.
Yeah.
Sold about 100 tickets.
That's not so bad. There you go, everybody. I'm just. Now I'm scrolling through looking at
yes.
Who else you $200?
Yes.
Oh,
who
nice.
Is this?
Wait a second. $99.
Is this Steve Bannon?
Team Alex. Hey, it's Team Dick over here. Andy Dick. Brad told me that you remember him?
Oh yeah, what a mess. What a mess.
Who is Brad?
Andy Dick is. Oh, what a mess. God, what a great way to make money. I mean, if you're a celeb and you need Coke money or something.
Right, or just money. I love it. I mean, God, if it's $55 a pop, I mean, what's your overhead? What's your overhead? Whatever the site takes out, I imagine. You know?
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Hey, yo, check 1, 2. This is Flavor Flav in the building for the communications and media SE team.
Well, everybody over there, crab diving. How much? 300?
250.
Damn.
The most so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Flavor Flav.
How much is Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, I wonder if I can sort it by price.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I can sort it by price. High to low.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Tell me who it is, and I'm going to guess.
The highest amount on Cameo.
Michael Jordan.
I'm going to play the person.
Okay.
Reading one.
Is this Lou Ferrigno?
Hi, Katie. Caitlyn Jenner here. Actually, I'm getting ready to go to the Grammy pre-party tonight right now. But anyway... Your dad reached out to me, said the most wonderful thing. He said, you're smart, determined, and absolutely beautiful. And
Caitlyn Jenner
wow.
is the number one.
She's the highest paid. I wonder if it's her platform, you know what I mean?
Price?
For Caitlyn Jenner? Well, okay. Flavor Flav was $250.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. I'm going to go with $700.
$2,500.
What the fuck?
For Caitlyn Jenner.
Damn. Boy, if you do 4 of those a day, that's...
Second place?
Okay. Richard Dawson.
Dead.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Wonderful here. I want to do a big shout out for Casey. She's a realtor in Northern Virginia. She builds relationships with her...
Mr. Wonderful.
Wonderful, that fucking...
Yes,
oligarch.
Kevin O'Leary from the Shark Tank.
Oh, my God, Kevin. You sellout motherfucker. You sellout motherfucker. You oligarch.
$1,200.
$1,200. Fuck you. I mean, come on.
Typically responds in 3 days. He's busy.
3 days.
He's busy.
I spend $1,200 fucking. And this rich asshole's like, oh, 3 days. I'll get that message out in 3 days.
This is horrifying to me. Kareem.
Abdul-Jabbar?
I think that would be great to get a message from Kareem.
Oh, yeah.
But he's $500. And, I mean, no offense, Caitlyn. But $2,500 for Caitlyn Jenner?
Jesus Christ. You think Kareem should be higher?
Yeah. Troy Aikman, $600.
Troy Aikman is a football player.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Mariano Rivera.
Oh, wow.
Amazing pitcher.
Well, Hall of Fame pitcher.
Hall of Fame pitcher.
The best reliever probably in history.
$500.
Shit.
Dick Van Dyke, $500.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Robert Herjavec's only getting $500.
Oh, shit.
Or Kevin O'Leary is getting a $1,200. We got to move on. I got to get out of this.
But. To me, this is something you do when you need the money, if you're one of these rich fuckers. Why is Robert Herjavec on here? Because he's bored?
Is he poor? Yeah, or O'Leary. They're both gazillionaires.
Caitlyn Jenner has money.
Right.
Why is she on here?
I mean, I get this one.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Mike Situation here, and I have a special message from Noel to Laura.
Mike the Situation, Sortino from Jersey Shore. I understand this.
Yes.
Perfectly.
Right.
But again, these gazillionaires, unless they're doing it for charity. I didn't read through them. So I think maybe a lot of them are doing it, like whatever they make goes to charity.
The Situation.
Not the Situation.
He needs that money.
What a whore.
Who is this? Alec
this
Baldwin?
This is just for you.
Okay.
Scott McBride, happy birthday from the Roastmaster Jeff Ross.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think Ross is pulling in? He's a comedian in L.A. Everybody is known for comedy roasts.
How much is Gilbert? 85?
No, 250, wasn't it?
Gilbert was lower. I thought he was
I thought he was 250 or something.
Oh, okay.
Like
that. Oh, yeah.
150.
So maybe. I'm going to say Dave Ross.
Jeff Ross.
Jeff Ross is
$415.
$300. Damn. Fuck. I overbid. I love this game.
Norm is $375. Norm McDonald.
God.
Right wing nut job, kind of.
Oh, man. No. That sucks. That really sucks.
So there you go. I got to get out of this. I'm still scrolling.
That's
down,
fascinating.
Looking at who's on this, though. God, you know who's making $250? I got to stop.
Who?
You probably won't know who this is.
Marilyn Manson.
Alex Heller. I understand you are the second most interesting man in the world.
It's the guy from those commercials.
Oh, my gosh.
Jonathan Goldsmith, the actor that used to do the most interesting man in the world commercials.
I get that.
300.
Wow.
From him. So anyway.
$300.
We don't have any affiliate.
Is Cameron Diaz on there?
We don't have any affiliate.
How much is Cameron Diaz or Renee Zellweger?
I don't see either of them on here.
Jude Law.
Pee Wee Herman is on here.
Is he really?
Stormy Daniels is on here.
Pee Wee Herman. How much is he?
$250 for Pee Wee.
Oh, that's not bad. Does he do the Pee Wee voice?
$250 for Pauly Shore also.
That
scumbag.
Nobody wants that, right? Does anybody want that?
What's up, buddy?
Right. I don't know. Britney Spears. How much is that?
Britney's not on here, though. John Schneider is from Dukes of Hazzard.
$12. $15.
As is D. Snyder.
Oh.
We're not gonna.
What about Tom Womack? Tom Wopat. Whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, he might be here.
$9.75.
He might be here. Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, that's a baseball player.
Wait, a Cub.
$500.
Two.
What the fuck?
Doug Flutie, a former...
Oh, get the fuck out of here. How much NFL? Is he? Who gives a shit about that?
$200 for Doug. Doug
oh, Flutie my God. Hi, good. I'm Doug Flutie. Happy birthday.
He's pretty good. Oh, Jonathan Frakes, $200.
Okay.
Number one.
The guy from Star Trek.
Yes. Great director.
Right.
Nice guy. I auditioned for him a couple times in L.A. He was really, really cool to audition for. George Hamilton, $200.
Yes.
The really old tan dude.
$200.
Yeah. There seemed to be a lot in the 200
Jim
range.
Baker?
A lot in the 200
Jim
range.
Baker.
Dr. Drew.
Oh, God.
198. Oh, Gilbert. There's Gilbert. 150.
Oh, okay.
Same as Debbie Gibson.
Shit. Maybe Gilbert's like, I'm going to sell more of these at 150.
Poor Steve Guttenberg.
$75.95.
The actor Steve Guttenberg.
How much? How
150.
Much? That is, oh, that's way too much.
For Steve, he was from Police Academy.
Ask, go. Go.
Hey, Chris, Candace, Kerry, and Mark. Sure love you a lot. And they said that you've been on the planet for 40 years. And
oh, my God. This he's sucks. Sitting in the back of a car.
Dude, Steve, that somebody's paying you how much?
$150.
Get in a nice room that's quiet. Make it nice. Somebody spent $150 to hear from you, and I can't imagine why. You should take care of these fans. I can't imagine anybody remembers you. And how dare you record a message in the back of your fucking car? That sounds like shit.
So there we go. That's really? Cameo, where people are, some celebs are making extra dough by Damn. Cranking out 1 minute videos, it looks
that
like.
That is crazy. How much is Lou Diamond Phillips?
You know,
not on there, huh? Damn, that's Steven Tyler.
Cause,
yeah,
because there's a chance.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Steven Tyler isn't doing this.
The right. Hanson Brothers, whoever that band is.
Wait, who did you
kids.
Say? Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno's in there. I don't know how to spell his last name.
Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno is in here.
How much?
$150.
Oh, God. $150.
So there you go.
Kyle Schwarber is $200.
Yeah, the baseball player.
Damn, I
what know. Does this world come to?
I think it's great that Lou Ferrigno can...
Oh, I'm going to look under politics since, you know, we're sort of a
we do a
show.
Political show.
I told you, Stormy. Stormy's under politics.
How much?
Stormy Daniels, $250.
Damn! Well, she's relevant.
Award-winning director, adult film star, penthouse pent of the century.
Ooh, yes.
Best-selling author, Troll Slayer.
Ooh, yes.
Please include pronunciation directions.
Yes.
For anything not obvious, scripts and tips are appreciated.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send over some lines.
Hi there, Ami. Stormy Daniels here. And your good friends, Jacob and Christina, wanted me to let you know how much they love you and that they are so sorry that they're going to miss another one of your wild dinner parties. Fuck Jacob and Christina. Where's my invitation?
Well, I think that's an ad-lib.
That's good.
I think she's ad-libbing.
Hey, Stormy, you should give Steve Guttenberg a call and give him some tips. It sounds like you actually give a shit about what you're doing, right?
Well, yeah.
Steve Guttenberg, you're literally phoning it in from the back seat on the way somewhere. Somebody spent good money to hear from your non-relevant ass.
God's kind of weird seeing her and just like sitting around the house.
Yeah.
With a ponytail and right, a t-shirt.
Right.
It's kind of weird. Not like not a lot of makeup. She usually,
yeah.
you know, is out doing her,
yes.
her thing.
Right.
So there you go. Stormy Daniels.
Is the dog that that killed the terrorist or apprehended the terrorist that Trump put a medal
oh,
on?
No,
is the dog
I don't know. There? I don't see that person here.
What
There's
it?
Omarosa.
Yeah. Omarosa's on there.
Yes.
I thought she had tape of the president saying the N-word.
She said that there she knew people that had it or something. And
yes.
That, and that, you know, she said it 3 or 4 times already where don't worry, it's going to be coming out soon. Right, and then, right. of course, it never comes
it
out.
It never came to fruition.
I don't know who any of these are. I'm looking at some of these people under politics and there's people who, for $20 that'll do it. And
yeah.
I have no idea who the fuck they are.
$20.
Here's Robbie Starbuck, political commentator.
Jesus Christ.
Has one review.
Robbie Starbuck?
For $20. And I don't I don't see his...
Put us on there. We'll do it. Put us. How much? $30. 30 bucks. The dog.
To say some shit.
Yes.
Who the fuck are we? Nobody's going to...
Hey, this is Pat and Ryan from the Crab Diving Podcast, and here's Shelby. Hey, Bill and Thelma wanted to wish you, Billy, a happy birthday and good luck with your...
Hey, Keith. It's Fleckus. What's up, man? I hope you're doing well. I spoke to Amanda a little bit, and she told me you're the best guy ever.
That guy.
Fleckus Talks, your favorite Instagram spoon microphone guy. He'll do a video for you for $22.
That's Lycus, the radio guy.
No,
Tom Lycus.
Fleckus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some young guy. Fleckus? Fleckus Talks.
Okay. At Fleckus, I've never heard of you. I'm sorry.
He's a YouTube guy.
Okay.
Apparently.
We're a podcasting app guy, so.
Renowned podcasters.
Renowned. $35.
Twitter,
I bet we could sell like one of those.
Well, Fleckus. Oh, hashtag MAGA.
No, oh, okay.
Fleckus has 128,000 followers on YouTube.
Wow.
So there you go.
Impressive. He's a fascist.
So he's a Trumpist. For $22. He'll make you a vid.
See, okay, that's the problem.
I gotta move on.
You can make some money off these deplorables. Are you sure? Nobody else to mention, or is Bloomberg on there?
I've got no. What else is going on here in the world?
I bet like Marianne Williamson's on there.
I didn't see her.
Okay.
Under politics, at least.
Right. She'd be under crystals.
Okay, the Badger story, I did that.
No, we didn't do the Badger story. Why does he talk about Badgers? What's the deal?
It sounds like he might have been making fun of Priebus. Or the only thing he knows about Wisconsin.
There's Badgers?
Is that... Well, there's a team called the Badgers.
Yeah. There's cheese?
Well, there are Badgers. There's a lot of cheese.
Right.
Good cheese.
This is so bizarre. The guys,
butter festivals.
We have a president obsessed
with... The U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia.
We have a president obsessed with Badgers. That's all.
I think it's anything shiny.
Yeah. But he wanted to know
it's
if
anything
they're friendly,
but foreign,
right?
Policy and law.
Yeah.
And everything.
I mean, these Badgers are kind of scary looking. There's a lot, like...
Well, they're mean motherfuckers. Look,
man, this one has his teeth out. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They're nasty little fuckers.
Ooh, that one looks especially scary. Fuck that.
Badgers don't fuck around.
Right.
Elsewhere in the news...
Yes?
Let's see. We've got the Senate.
Oh, okay.
Remarkably.
Our Senate.
Yeah, voted.
Yes.
The on the resolution to limit the president's ability to take military action against Iran.
Okay.
8 Republicans voted with all of the Democrats.
Wow.
And passed it.
Damn.
It was Senator Tim Kaine's resolution.
Yes.
Would require Trump to pull any U.S. troops from military hostilities against Iran within 30 days unless he gets congressional approval for military actions.
Right. Well, that's good. This is good news, right?
The GOP senators who supported the resolution argued that it was about clawing back some of the war-making authority Congress has ceded to the executive branch in recent decades.
Yes. Of course.
The 8 Republicans that voted against the measure, and Trump, by the way, was tweeting last night, I don't want any of you to vote for it.
Right.
So I guess they're, you know, going to be in the shit list.
Yes. Oh, they're going to be in trouble, dude.
Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Susan Collins, Todd Young of Indiana, Jerry Moran of Kansas, Lamar Alexander trying to pretend.
Right.
After he had his chance. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
Are these people trying to save their reputation or their legacy or something like that?
Well, a couple
like that,
of them
or...
are purpley. Rand Paul's just a contrarian cunt.
Yes. I agree with you. He is a cunt.
Mike Lee said, I'm a big supporter of this president, but my vote is about supporting President Trump and his foreign policy and his effort to make sure we don't get involved too easily, too quickly, in an unconstitutional way in any war.
That's not, this guy's like, I'm a big supporter of this president.
But I'm worried this guy's gonna fuck it up and drag us into something stupid.
But you're not a big supporter of it.
We won't get involved too easily. Like someone else is going to coerce us, into a war.
But you know how close we were. I mean, when you're firing missiles at another country's embassy,
maybe.
And shit, man, I mean, God.
Unless it was pre-authorized with Putin.
Unless it was theater.
Not out of the realm of possibilities.
Gosh.
Susan Collins said, fuck her, by the way. Vote, donate to her opponent and vote for her opponent.
Right.
It is important to reassert the legislative branch's role. She's the one who said, by the way.
Yes.
I think the president has learned his lesson. with this foreign, asking foreign powers for help. Right.
Trump is a big learner. He loves to learn. Loves it.
She says it's important to reassert the legislative branch's role, regardless of which party occupies the White House.
Trump loves him learning. He loves him some learning. He loves him some Ivanker. He loves him some raping, and he loves him some golfing. And he loves him some McDonald's.
The vote marked the latest confrontation between the two sides, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So the House already passed a separate measure,
right,
which is kind of different. So they've already said they're going to take up the Senate's measure, though.
Yeah.
That'll probably surely pass. And then it'll set up Trump, who will undoubtedly veto it. Look at the optics.
Right. The optics is, it looks like Trump is not being soft on Iran.
It looks like nobody agrees with this.
Oh, I see.
If both houses, even the Trump-sucking Republicans, right, voted this down, then that's not good. It's not good optics, right, for him.
Oh, I see.
Last night, Trump urged Republicans to reject the resolution in a pair of tweets, saying, Democrats are only doing this in an attempt to embarrass the Republican Party. It's very important for our country's, all caps, security. That the United States Senate not vote for the Iran War Powers Resolution. We're doing very well with Iran. This is not the time to show weakness. Americans overwhelmingly support our attack on terrorist Soleimani.
Soleimani.
Nobody's upset he's dead.
Right.
A lot of people are upset at the timing and the process of how he was taken out.
The strategery is in question, yes, right?
If my hands were tied, Iran would have a field day.
Okay.
If my tiny little hands were tied, my giant huge hands.
Donald Trump thinks he's the only person on the planet protecting us from Iran.
Of course. Sends a very bad signal.
Yes.
So this is you're weakening our what we look at around the world.
Ooh.
If you don't support Trump 100%.
Fuck you. God.
Meanwhile, I saw another story that said Europe now just thinks he's the biggest joke on the planet, that they don't take his ridiculous threats seriously anymore.
Well, that's good.
Like, he goes to these NATO meetings and threatens people and all, right, that, and they're like, fuck off.
Well, that's good. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's, I mean, maybe he won't lie us into a war. Or, I don't know.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
The Senate would not, however, have the votes to override a veto.
Right.
But Tim Kaine said that even forcing Trump to use his own veto on this serves as a check on his actions.
Oh, yes.
So we'll see.
He's saying they're following the process. And people are voting. They're just not like,
well, they know
rubber stamping everything.
Yeah, and they know he's not going to.
Yeah,
he's not going to sign it, obviously. Right. And interesting though that, remember, the Republicans, people were squealing about Obama.
Yes,
with some of his stuff and saying, remember the red line?
Oh yeah, with Syria.
With Syria. So when Assad went and gassed the people across the red line, Obama went to Congress and said, I want the authorization to go kick the shit out of this guy.
Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell wrapped it and smoked it.
Why?
Ignored it.
Fucking why?
Because
he didn't want to help Obama.
Obama wanted, and they didn't want to. They didn't want to step up and also take responsibility for getting us involved in military action in Syria.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're all like, "You're a coward," and what about your red line? But then when he said, "Okay, I want you to stand right there with
yes.
me,"
let's do it.
Right, and then if he would have done it, they'd scream, "His unilateral power! He didn't come to Congress first."
Absolutely,
we know you fuckers, you hypocritical pieces of shit.
The GOP doesn't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about Syria.
So there you go.
I mean, they're just trying to preserve their jobs.
Yeah, he won't be able to. He won't be able to. Oh, they won't be able to override it probably in Senate. So,
are the Republicans worried that when the party's over and they all have to leave office, are they worried that there won't be enough companies out there for them to sit on the boards? They won't find a nice cushy right. job. I mean, you know.
Oh my God! If Elizabeth Warren wins.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be fucked.
The golden parachutes might not be as big.
Ooh, I'll give you a golden parachute.
I'm only gonna get $30 million when I run the country, the company into the toilet.
Oh right. Bloomberg spent
$300 million. Look at Meg Whitman. That's one of the
Meg
excuse
Whitman
me.
Was
perfect example.
eBay, right?
HP.
Oh okay.
And ran into the ground. Just. Everybody says the worst CEO ever skips on to another company that they hired her.
Now she was
a CEO
for president as a Republican, right?
I think she was, or there were hints of it or something.
I
but she never did.
eBay and somebody else. Well, she was might HP. Somebody else that ran for president was HP. And the only reason I remember is because Donald Trump made horrible remarks about this person's looks during the 2016 primary. I forgot.
CEO of Quibi, which is the new short form video
Quibi
thing that's coming out.
Ooh.
It's going to be pretty big because they're just spending shit tons of money on
it. What does it do? Is it like
it's short form video on?
It's like Vine.
But it's mobile only.
Oh, okay. Quibi
serves on the boards of Procter & Gamble and Dropbox. She previously served as president and CEO of HP.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Right.
Oh, she also was president and CEO of eBay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So we're both right.
Anybody that lorded over the home printer industry, to me, that's a red flag.
Right, right.
Because printers suck. They
suck. But then they get these golden parachutes, and she got, I don't know, like $30 million or something when she left, when she was run out of HP for doing such a shitty
yes.
job. But in her contract, how many of these bankruptcies... Where this is great with these fucking chemical companies. They, what was it? I forget the name of the chemical company.
I don't know.
There was shenaniganry. They polluted.
Yes.
They got fined. They
right.
went bankrupt.
Yes. Oh, and
which
they
means
re-emerged.
We don't have to pay the fines. And that means that the taxpayers end up cleaning up
oh.
your the water that you
wait.
Destroyed.
Wait. Privatize the profits, and what's the other
socialize,
part?
Socialize the losses
oh,
and
yes.
the expenses.
That's trickle
That's
down.
That's the American capitalist way.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
But then they, the company broke up, but in the contracts for the CEOs were like $20 million golden parachutes.
What the fuck? What? Well, what does it matter?
Right. And the way those are structured and the courts, they've had court cases where they like debtors take them to court and say,
yeah.
wait, we should get paid first before these fucking CEOs. And the courts side with the CEOs.
Wow, that's weird.
No,
what a shock.
Because they should get paid first.
God
they were
damn.
It's a contract. They were guaranteed that.
It's crazy. That's why we need a Warren or a Bernie, right?
Oh, yeah.
Reform some of this shit.
Let's see, a little bit of a follow-up to
crab
a story
follow-up
from yesterday.
Yesterday.
We were talking about Trump musing about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman,
Vindman.
Getting some punishment besides being reassigned.
This is crazy, dude.
He wants the military to go after him. I don't know. You're going to have to talk to the military. You're going to have to talk to the military.
The guy doesn't give a fuck that Vindman was wounded and he has a Purple Heart. He was wounded serving our country.
And I saw a meme again today that just, I mean, just it shows you how devoid of humanity these Republicans are that they let this guy go down.
Oh, yeah.
And be humiliated and have his career ruined. Have his career ruined. Yeah.
Well, John McCain, when Trump said that about John McCain, the Republican Party should have dropped the guy. They should have said, fuck off.
Well, now the top Republican on the House Armed Service Committee.
Yes.
So this is the Republican. Shit. Said Wednesday that it would not be appropriate for the military to take disciplinary action against Vindman.
Why would they?
Well, right.
Why would they?
Mac Thornberry, representative from Texas.
Yes.
Told reporters, Vindman's career needs to proceed based on his talents and abilities.
Right.
He thinks it would be inappropriate for the military to take disciplinary action.
I read a thing about John Kelly in the Atlantic, and John Kelly said that Vindman did exactly what he's trained to do.
Right.
That's, he did his fucking job.
Right. The reason all these people listen in is because they're not recording it.
Yeah.
And they want to put together the transcript afterwards.
Right.
And get as much as they can.
Yeah.
And when Vindman said, hey, you guys left off this Burisma stuff that you talked about.
Right.
That's all he did. That's what he's being.
And then he reported it, right? Didn't he tell, he told the superior officer.
Right. Who did nothing about it.
Yeah.
So Vindman's concerns, Vindman went higher.
Yeah.
And that's where Trump is saying he went outside the normal reporting. He's insubordinate.
But yes, he might have went outside the normal reporting. Do you know why? This isn't normal.
Well,
it's not normal.
Apparently the person above him was compromised.
Yeah. Right. There's nothing normal about this.
Thornberry said, treat him like anybody else.
Yes.
When Trump was asked if the Pentagon should pursue further action against Vindman, Trump said it's up to the military. But if you look at what happened, they're going to certainly, I would imagine, take a look at that.
Oh, my gosh. What? He did his job.
Right.
He did his fucking job. He heard a president shake down the leader of Ukraine for military aid.
Thornberry said that it is Trump's prerogative to remove Vindman from the NSC. The NSC staff is the president's personal staff. If he wants to change somebody out, that's obviously his ability. I think given the circumstance on this, it would obviously be uncomfortable.
Oh,
I mean, I get that.
Right.
But Thornberry said the potential danger of any president weighing in on military disciplinary issues is that career progress could be affected.
Yeah.
By something other than objective factors. In other words, there's no evidence that this guy did anything wrong.
Right.
Yet his career, Trump wants to ruin his career.
Oh, my God. But that's what he's doing with all these people.
Well, right.
He's getting revenge.
And using them as examples to prevent anyone else
from
trying to come forward later.
And
that's
I'm
why
sure.
we have these whistleblower laws.
And I'm sure when he goes to these hate rallies, he's going to be like, this Vindman guy, he served our country, but he went outside. He lied about the Ukraine call, and he's a bad guy.
He doesn't even say he served our country. He won't give him that much.
He just shits on him.
Yeah, he was very insubordinate. Look what he did. Lied. Thornberry, who's, again, the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee, said that he's counting on Defense Secretary Esper to make sure that nothing happens to Vindman. He was reassigned, but there's been no disciplinary kind of action. He just was moved from one job to another.
Vindman is being protected by the Trump administration, by Esper, right?
Well, okay.
So, good. That's good. So now they want
if it happens, but if something happens to Vindman, that's what a lot of these people worry about. They're like, Trump already has a tenuous relationship with the military. The military, and a lot of military don't like him.
I wouldn't think so.
His approval rating is not great with the military.
Yeah.
And supposedly the higher, I think the polls that we've all seen, the higher you get in the military, the more you hate him.
Yeah, I mean, he lied. He lied about that.
McCain, the first thing. I mean, just he's been, he talks about, I love the generals, unless one of the generals disagree with him. Then he's, look what they did to Mattis. They loved Mattis. Right. Mad Dog Mattis. Those guys loved him.
But not anymore.
No.
He got fired.
He resigned.
Oh, that's right.
Lovely.
You said something that was... You said that who was the guy we were talking about that was fired, and he, Priebus.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing compared to what happened to Tillerson,
who was shitting
in Africa somewhere, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
He saw a tweet.
No, Kelly called him.
Oh, okay.
And warned him.
Oh.
And then Trump tweeted it while he was on the plane coming back.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Well, and Comey found out. Remember, he was giving a speech to the FBI in Los Angeles, and there were TVs going, and there were TVs behind him, and all of a sudden, the headlines: James Comey fired by tweet.
Oh shit!
And then Comey turned around, and was like, "Oh,
that's nice.
I guess I've been fired."
Wow!
And remember, Trump didn't want to fly him back to Washington.
Right?
Remember
he's like,
that?
Fuck you!
We found that out.
God, that is...
That Trump is like, don't fly him back.
Why the fuck?
They did, by the way. But Trump is like, I don't care how he gets back, he's fired.
Jesus. This Trump is an angry little spiteful son of a bitch.
Petty little bitch baby.
No, he is.
So the top aren't, you know, we'll see.
Yes.
A lot of these people have been pissed. That's why a lot of these former State Department people hate Mike Pompeo, and they say Tillerson even did a better job than Pompeo, and Tillerson was rancid. That Pompeo is not standing by his people, and that's why nobody in the State Department trusts their boss, because they feel like he'll throw them under the bus to try to nuzzle up to Trump's ballsack.
Tillerson is better than Pompeo as Secretary
was better,
of State.
Yeah.
Was better. Wow.
They hated him.
But I thought Tillerson was the worst.
No, Pompeo is.
No. In all the other Secretary of States, is Tillerson the worst in history?
No, Pompeo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think.
But it's like Pompeo, Tillerson, and then.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know the history well enough. Yeah, I'm sure there's.
God, in the mid-1800s.
Who was Nixon's Secretary of State? So we'll see. Hopefully, Vindman.
Taft.
Will be left alone. And we'll be reassigned and won't be.
He's going to be then, in Omaha.
And then adults will take over. And
yes.
And we'll have a Democratic administration, and they'll make sure he doesn't get fucked.
Yeah.
For out of any more promotions or anything.
Right. It's gross. I mean, it's fucked up. The crazy thing is, before this guy gets fired, we get to see a bunch of real competent people in our government speaking on camera. That House hearing for the impeachment.
Yeah.
And it gave you hope. It gave you hope because you're like, well, these guys, people like this, they're the ones actually running things in our State Department. But not anymore.
Right.
But not anymore.
We've got, I just saw a story over at, McConnell agrees with Barr.
Right.
That Trump ought to listen to Barr's advice on the tweets.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Nah, you all showed up.
It's funny.
Hope Hicks is back.
Yay.
Hope returns to the White House.
Oh, Hope floats. Great.
As a counselor to the president and a senior advisor, a lot of the pundits are punditing that Trump is losing his mind.
But she's left, and she came back. And she left, and she came back again.
She went to Fox, and she came back.
And now she's coming back again. For the third time or the second time.
Trump's former
communications director will right. work as a senior advisor for Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner.
Oh, shit.
In his office.
Oh, God. So Hope has to work for Jared? Fuck that.
One longest serving aides to the president, Hope Hicks stepped down from her job in 2018, February, a year ago.
Yes.
She's since been working as executive vice president and chief communications officer at Fox.
Damn.
Which operates Fox News.
Right.
And Fox Sports.
Now, before Hope Hicks was in the White House, where was she? She was at
She was an intern at a PR firm.
Right.
Maybe not an intern, but she was a staffer.
Like a fashion thing.
She started off as a staffer at a PR firm, and she was sent right. to cover Ivanka for her fashion line shit. So right. she worked with Ivanka first.
But now she's a senior advisor to somebody in the White House. That's yes. good. Great.
Hicks has a strong relationship with the president and a number of other administration officials.
You know they're fucking. I'm sorry. You know they're fucking.
Allies of the White House cheered the development.
They cheered for
it. I think they think that she's one of these mitigating forces.
Yeah. Maybe she'll stop World War III.
The former model public relations professional was involved in a handful of controversial incidents during her first stint working for Trump. She reportedly helped organize the initial response to domestic abuse allegations against former staff secretary Rob Porter.
Oh, yeah.
Who resigned even as then chief of staff John Kelly and others defended his character.
Didn't Porter, wasn't he on a boat with his wife and he
she
beat
was
her on the boat?
Dating Porter at the time.
Okay.
Hope Hicks was.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
Don't forget she also dated Corey Lewandowski.
Hope Hicks?
Hicks was at the center of a controversy last summer when she was called to testify before Congress, part of the House Judiciary Committee probe, coming from Mueller's investigation.
Right.
She appeared behind closed doors, refused to answer dozens of questions on instructions from the White House that she was immune from compelled congressional testimony.
Well, listen, I have all this white privilege. I don't have to tell you shit.
How
much, if you go on Cameo, how much to have Hope Hicks say happy birthday? How much is that?
I don't, she's not on there.
Oh, okay.
Yet. So we'll see. Rick Wilson even tweeted, former Republican evil operative.
Strategist. Yes.
Said that obviously it's, Trump's dementia is getting worse, and they think Hope is one of the few that can maybe rein him in for a few minutes.
No shit.
And that's what this tweet shit is about.
Right.
Barr didn't say Trump shouldn't do this shit.
Yeah.
He said he shouldn't tweet about it.
Right. He needs to have a low profile right now. I mean, if the Justice Department is going to, make sure Roger Stone gets a light sentence and does all this behind... You know, you can't have somebody tweeting about it.
Well, right.
That's the problem.
We're trying to commit crimes here. Don't keep turning the light on.
Why don't they drug him?
They do.
Drug him more.
I mean, he does.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Just a few minutes left here on the big show. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all. We're all very excited. I want to get this in, though, before tomorrow, because this is... was Coach Dave.
Oh, okay.
Very exciting.
I wonder if he's on Cameo.
Coach Dave apparently having a makeover.
Oh.
Now that he got a little famous after his clips went across a lot of respected news organizations as right-wing nut job pastor threatens to sue the NFL for giving him a hard-on.
Did he get a chemical peel as part of his makeover?
He shaved his goatee.
Oh, how nice. Wow. What a heartthrob. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
So last week, Coach Dave announced his intention to sue the NFL.
Coach Dave wants the fuck.
For allegedly putting his eternal salvation at risk.
Oh.
because they broadcast unsolicited, quote, crotch shots into his home.
And he thinks if he sees these crotches, he'll go to hell.
Well, here is a little follow-up from the Pass the Salt live webcast.
Crab diving follow-up.
Coach Dave.
Yes.
This is from rightwingwatch.org. Go and donate money to them.
Yes.
Loading.
Load.
What if there's a spirit that accompanies the visual of a pornography? What if that opens us up? Dare I say it? What do they call it? A portal, Randy? A threshold? What if just sitting in the spiritual realm I'm talking about now? Folks, listen, the natural world, they're not going to understand this.
Because it's not going to make any sense. He's suggesting that somehow Shakira and J-Lo shaking their hoo-has for us and performing and dancing spectacularly.
Yes.
And I think both of them are over 50, by the way. Okay. Not a lot of people pointed that out, but right. How great for them that still rocking it.
They're in great shape. They obviously are taking that colloidal silver.
That their hoo-has waving around
right.
will open some kind of satanic portal.
Oh, shit.
In the spiritual realm, Ryan.
Damn.
Not here in the natural world. Oh, you're not going to understand that.
Is it because they're not white?
God, these people are crazy.
Dare I say it? What do they call it? A portal? Randy? A threshold?
Randy?
What if just...
One of the guys in the huddle.
Randy, is it a portal?
Randy's the guy who's cupping his balls from behind. He's the center in the huddle.
Lucky player.
Sitting in the spiritual realm I'm talking about now. Folks, listen. The natural world, they're not going to understand this. they're not going to get it. Okay?
Right.
Those of us who have eyes to see, let us see. Let us see and understand. What if sitting there watching that soft pornography dance across our TVs? What if there's a spiritual component to that? What if there's something that comes through out of my screen? Hey, right wing watch, Kyle, you're laughing right now. You're getting ready to make a video right now. Say, man, I can really play off of this one. Well, see, it isn't for you because you're lost, brother. You're absolutely profoundly lost. So you're not going to understand it. But the people listening to the show are going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mark, what if there's some waves? What if there's something that comes off of that video? Can somebody explain to me why pornography is so addictive? What is going on? What?
Well, do we need to explain to Dave why pornography is addictive?
I got to explain to you that, but you're letting us know a portal's opening.
Right. And
I mean,
well, let's have that convo after we have the conversation about the addictiveness of religion.
First of all, there's a portal opening. And number one, why do people like porn? Those two things. That's what he's exploring on Pass the Salt today.
Pornography is so addictive. What is going on? What is so addictive about pornography? So here comes some little guy, and there comes J-Lo's crotch. What if there's something, waves or something, some force that comes off of that?
Whoa.
Pussy?
Yeah. J-Lo's crotch is sending out tsunamis of pussy energy.
It's like that song, Prince.
All right.
Pussy control. Exactly. That's what it is.
Right.
My pussy.
Here's Coach. Here's the rest of this. We got to get going here.
Congratulations, Coach Dave.
Some little guy, and there comes J-Lo's crotch. What if there's something, waves or something, some force that comes off of that?
Hey, Coach.
What do they call that stuff? Dopamine?
Yes.
What if that unleashes something in my brain? What if it's like really and truly infecting me with a virus?
J-Lo's pussy is infecting him with a virus.
J-Lo's pussy squirts or Shakira's shoots out dopamine. It's didn't know that?
It's a version of a coronavirus that has a lime.
With a virus. What if it is really like that, see? And we don't get it.
Get it. We just don't understand.
She squirts dopamine. Fuck you. She's from Satan.
Holy crap.
God damn.
What if there's waves? What if there's waves coming? And you should have seen the visual. Like he's really doing hand gestures and arm gestures.
Right.
Like J-Lo's crotch is right there, and all of a sudden tsunamis are flowing out at him.
Boo!
J-Lo's crotch waves.
And probably this weekend, Coach Dave will go hang out at a clinic and yell at women trying to get health care.
Right.
That'll be nice.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedian-type stuff somewhere. Or find out where and when. Go to his... What is happening to my computer? Go to his Instagram, his Facebook, his Twitter is all at Rated R Comedy. Or go to his webpage for his full schedules, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fun Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.